It's Thursday night. Time for the Psychic View with your hosts, Maureen Holleran, Steve Frampton, Jackie Hahn, and Allura. During the second half of the show, call in to connect for a free psychic reading. Join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Welcome to The Psychic View on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com. Sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all psychics have been interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you the highest quality of quality service. And now, on with the show.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Steve Frampton, and I would like to give you a very warm welcome to tonight's broadcast of The Psychic View, sponsored by PsychicAccess.com. Tonight we'll be discussing working with spirit or mediumship with our very special guest, John Holland. It's going to be a fantastic show. Now, before we get started, I'd like you to join me in welcoming my co-hosts. Maureen, how are you doing this evening?
I am fantastic. Thank you so very much, Steve.
Thank you, Maureen. It's wonderful to have you here, as always. It's an exciting evening tonight with a wonderful guest.
But
can you tell us a little bit about your work, Maureen?
Yes, I can. Okay, I'm an intuitive advisor, psychic. I smell, I touch, I feel. I have all the see clairs going on. And my readings are motivated by good intentions, and I take pride in that. And I maintain a remarkable degree of objectivity with my clients, and I focus in the following: relationships, business ventures, and past lives, and the most importantly, spiritual development. And I utilize several tools to receive my psychic impressions, and my ability to see beyond the range of normal visions, or beyond appearances, I think I already said that. And I have 25 years of background in what I do, and I love it. I love my work.
Well, it's wonderful, Maureen, and I know you do wonderful work. It's great to have you here as a co-host this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. And we have Jackie Hahn as well with us. Jackie, how are you today?
I'm okay. I won't lie. I had a little crisis in my house, but other than that, I'm doing good. I'm wonderful aside from that, and I'm really happy to be here with the show tonight. Looking forward to that.
Well, we're happy to have you with us as always, Jackie. And could you tell our listeners a little bit about your work?
Absolutely. I work closely with the angels in my readings, and I'm very passionate about bringing through messages to them and also helping them to identify whatever's getting in the way and providing them, you know, some different strategies and tools to be able to work through what's showing up for them. So I like to give, 110% in my readings. Of course, if people are willing to take that, they have free will. But I do provide them with, everything from identifying what's going on, anything they have questions about, whether it's, relationships or career, finances, all those wonderful things that we seem to struggle with sometimes. So really anything's up for grabs. And I bring a lot of information and tap in different realms and such. So it's a pretty powerful reading. And I'm very excited to have that opportunity to work here and bring that forth to the people I work with. So
wonderful. Well, thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
And we have Allura with us as well. Allura, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Great. Are you excited about the show?
I am. I'm looking so forward to listening to John Holland. It should be fascinating.
He is one of the world's finest mediums. I'm so excited that we have him with us this evening. But excited that you're here as well, Allura. Could you tell our listeners a little about your work?
I sure will. Well, I call myself a spiritual coach because I use my abilities to help clients understand the nature of reality and why things are happening in their lives as they are. Once they understand, they become very empowered and balanced to make better decisions in whatever area of life is concerning them. And I use my clairvoyance and various intuitive abilities, along with the Native American animal medicine and sacred path cards, as a mean to assist them. And that's basically what I do.
Wonderful, Laura. Well, thank you. I know you do great work as well. And I'm going to give a very brief introduction because I'm too excited about the interview with John Holland to talk about myself. My name's Steve Frempton. I'm a psychic medium, and I give readings with psychicaccess.com as well. So as you can all tell, I'm absolutely delighted and very honored to interview our extra special guest, psychic medium John Holland. John's truly one of the most respected psychic mediums and spirit messengers on the world stage. He believes passionately that his job as a psychic medium is not only to help people connect with their loved ones, but just as importantly, to empower everybody to follow their own spiritual journey. And often those who lose a loved one question their beliefs about life after death. And as a spiritual teacher, I know that John helps people to tap into their own psychic and intuitive abilities. Now, John was born with an inner sense of knowing that he was the different one in the family. And as a naturally gifted psychic medium, he studied metaphysics all of his life. And he actually spent over 2 intensive years in England training and working with some of the top psychic mediums. He received confirmation of his special psychic abilities after a near-fatal accident when he was 30 years old, and when his unique skills were amplified and brought to the surface. Now, if you'd like to find out more about John's wonderful work, please be sure to visit his website, which is www.johnholland.com. And I know that you can also join John's Facebook page, Psychic Medium John Holland. And please do be sure to stay tuned for the second half of our show. We'll be giving some on-air readings with the co-hosts, and we'll announce the number later in the show, so have a pen and paper ready. Now, if you were unable to catch our show on Twin Flames and Soulmates last week, you'll find a recorded archive link, as well as archives of all previous shows on psychicaccesstalkradio.com. Just look under the Archives tab. And please feel free to circulate those links and future show details to your friends and family. Our mission is to reach out with our guides and to connect with as many people as possible, so be sure to include others in the show. I'm also really excited to announce that we're simultaneously broadcasting the show on People's TV Network this evening. Now, we do have a couple of questions from callers. I'm going to keep those for the conversation with John, and I'm extremely happy to have John here. John, could you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Well, John, it's an absolute pleasure and honor to have you with us on the show this evening. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. My pleasure also. Great radio show you have.
Oh, thank you, John. And it's my birthday today, and I asked Spirit, I said to Spirit, I want to interview John Holland on my birthday and nobody else. And as usual, they just don't let me down.
Happy birthday, Steve.
Thank you, John. Now, John, I followed your work for a long time, and I know that you spent 2 years in the UK.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you to start with how your spiritual journey led you to Great Britain.
Well, I was always psychic as a child, Stephen, and I was the different one in the family, like most of you are also, and your listeners. And when I say different, I mean not really different. I think I was more awake than my other siblings. Like you said in the intro, I studied metaphysics as a child. Instead of being outside playing with my brother's baseball or hockey, I was reading metaphysical books. And, you know, I pushed it aside. I pushed it away because in society, anytime anyone's different, we're laughed at or made to feel different, feel isolated. So years ago, in the 60s, it wasn't talked about psychic matters. So I pushed it away. Years later, an automobile accident awoke those abilities that I naturally had, and they were turned up so much. And after a lot of studying of what psychic is, how to do readings, where's the information, what's clairaudient, clairsentient, clairvoyance, I finally started doing readings. In 2 years, when I started doing psychic work, because there is a difference, psychic and mediumship, people on the other side started to show up, and I said, okay, what's going on? Here I am reading for someone about their business, and in comes their grandmother or their aunt or their brother. So I started studying everything I could on mediumship, and every book that I read while I was in Los Angeles seemed to come from the UK. And I was reading books of the older mediums, Estelle Roberts, Doris Stokes, and all these books on spiritualism were from England. In 2 weeks into reading these books every night, I got my hands on as many as I could. I was at a party, and I said to myself before the party, I said, God, I would love to study with some of these people over in the UK. I just put it out there just as a thought, just as an idea. I'd love to do that. And 2 weeks into studying these books, I was at a party, and I stepped on a person's foot, and where were they from? The UK. And that's how it all started. I was invited over there, and one thing led to another, Stephen. My job closed. I was at a hotel. The place closed, and they sold the hotel, so I was out of work. And I said, well, how can I go to the UK? I got to pay my rent. A friend of mine from the East Coast called and said, I'll pay your rent so I can go study while you're away. She wanted to be a writer. So I had someone to rent my apartment. I had a little money in the bank. And one thing led to another. When I went to the UK, I didn't just waffle around or just hang around. I went straight to it. And I was in Bristol, UK, on the water in Somerset. I said, where are the spiritualist churches? And I immediately started studying and watching mediums. And that's how it started. Synchronistic events eventually led me over there, one thing after another. And a lot of the mediums took me under their wing. They must have saw something, and they put me in the development circle. And that's how it all started.
That's fantastic, John. I know that's how my journey studying began. I used to go to the spiritual churches in different parts of the UK as well, and that's how I learned about mediumship. They're wonderful. Well, you've got a fantastic background, John. I know you do wonderful work, and I wanted to ask you, I know of all your experiences and all the evidence you've received from spirit in your lifetime, is there an experience that stands out to you that's perhaps the most awakening?
Sure. It had to be when I was over in the UK. I was with different spiritualist churches and watching different mediums work, and I was studying, I believe it was in Melksham, and this spiritualist church was quite a, it was a happening church, and they were way ahead of their time, and they would take their students and do different, whether it was that going to the Stonehenge or Avesbury Circle, or one thing that they did was they would take a bunch of students into a castle that was abandoned or it was a museum, whatever, and they would just give us a pad of paper and say, go from room to room on your own and see what you would pick up. So little did I know that training would help me when I was living in New England, when A&E called, the A&E channel called, and, you know, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, they did a show called Mediums We See Dead People, not the most original title, but they had four different mediums, and they said, we've got someone who's going to do detective work, we have someone that's going to be, James von Prague did the mediumship, someone else did something. They said, what could you do? And I told the producer about how I could go into a place that had some history and actually step back in time, and that's what I did. And it was the shirtwaist factory that they took me to blindfolded in New York, and it's on the A&E, and I believe it's even on your homepage. I think you put that there.
So that yes, and it's, I've seen that clip a number of times, John. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I was surprised. I mean, I said the only way that I will do it because of skeptics is blindfold me and go in there. So that had to be the most memorable psychic experience, to feel what these 90 women felt before they fell, jumped out of the 8th and 9th floor. I mean, pretty dramatic. And it was the biggest tragedy in New York until 9/11 happened in 2001 with the terrorist and the Twin Towers. But it was so overwhelming. And what people see on that footage, and it's on YouTube, you can see it, was overwhelming, the emotions. And the place wasn't haunted per se, but I felt the emotions of the women just before they jumped, their thoughts, their fear, their concern about their family. So that had to be the most dramatic experience. Of course, every time I link with spirit, it's wonderful. But one thing about, as you know, for you and your host, we never know what's going to happen every time someone comes to see us. So every experience that I have, every situation, every person in front of me is awesome. So but the A&E special that they did, that one still sticks in my mind.
It's brilliant, and it's a fantastic show. I've watched it many times. And John, you know, just as you were talking about connecting with spirit and doing your mediumship, I know I get a cold sensation on my left side behind my upper back when I feel spirit draw close. And I wanted to ask you, what signs do spirit or do your guides give you as they draw close and want to work or communicate?
Well, when I was in England, I sat in the development circle, and I recommend, highly, highly recommend students who want to do this work, who are developing the mediumship, try to get into a development circle so you can give off information to see where you're right, where you're wrong. When I first started sitting in circle and I had to audition to get into this private home circle, I had to show them what I could do, they made me aware of, you know, guides and master guides and helpers. What I would feel, you would feel a cold, Stephen. I would feel like a warm blanket being placed on my shoulders, or as if warm hands are touching me. That's how I knew spirit was drawing close. Now, I don't feel that anymore, because if I'm on stage with and there's 3,000 people in the audience, or 4,000, that's how much I've done, people in the audience, it just happens. I know they're there. I don't feel the warmth anymore, but I'll tell you, no matter what happens, no matter how many years I've done this work, just like you said, Stephen, they've never let me down. And most people don't realize we can give a speech. We could talk, whether it's inspired, but when it comes to mediumship, we have no idea what's going to happen. That's the part where you, any student who wants to do this work, you just have to trust, because it's overwhelming. You got, say you have 100 or 3,000 people in the audience, you better hope it works, and they've never let me down, my guides, ever.
It's incredible, isn't it? I always say to people, it's, you know, doing mediumship is perhaps one of the best lessons in trust, because you stand up on a stage in front of 3,000 or 4,000 people, and you don't know what's going to happen, and you have to absolutely trust your guides. You have to trust that it works, and it always does, but I always find that there's just no other sense of trust like it, because you, for example, stand on that stage and you're completely in the hands of your spirit guides and the spirit world to deliver what the audience is waiting for.
Oh, absolutely. It's daunting. It's scary. I mean, I still get nervous, and you should be nervous every time you get out there a little. But like I said, they've never let me down. But also, it's the medium's job. If you have 400 people, 500, even if it's 10 people, it's your job as a medium. I was trained to do this. You've got to get the energy up in the room, because it's a three-way communication. If that audience is low in energy, it's gonna be harder for spirit communication to happen. So that's why I use a lot of laughter, humor, and it doesn't mean that I think losing someone is a humorous thing. But what better way to get an audience going is through laughter. And I tell them, look, you're the one that's still here. You're the one that went on to survive. Your loved one wants you to laugh. They want you to be happy. So, yeah, between the audience, myself, and spirit, it all comes together.
And it's so true that when people are positive and raise their energy, it absolutely does make the communication much easier.
Absolutely. And you raise the energy of the room, you raise your energy, and they lower theirs, and then that's the blending process happens, and that's what happens to me. I may get something before I get on stage, I may get something while I'm giving a lecture, but they draw close, and I will hear, see, and feel the information. And, of course, as a fledgling, as a student, I was nervous, I couldn't focus, but after doing this for so many years, I've learned, just give what you get, because it may not mean anything to you, but it may certainly mean something to the person who's getting the message.
Absolutely. And John, you mentioned Doris Stokes.
Yes.
At the beginning of the conversation, and I absolutely love Doris Stokes. She's wonderful. And I wanted to ask you, the mediums that are in spirit, which of them do you most admire and why?
Well, it'd have to be, I like the older mediums. I mean, there are plenty of wonderful mediums now that are alive and working. But I found what was helpful to me, Stephen, was I was reading the life stories of Arthur Ford. He's an American medium. Doris Stokes, and I didn't have the pleasure of seeing her live. Gordon Higginson.
Yes.
These are true spiritualists who hold the principles of life after death, the continuity of life, very, very close to their chest. And, you know, they were soldiers for spirit. I like reading about Irene Roberts or Estelle Roberts and their guides, Ramadan and White Eagle. So I got all that studying over in England. So Gordon Higginson, Doris Stokes, Doris Collins, Arthur Ford, Eileen Garrett, who went on to Irish Medium, who opened up the Parapsychology Society in New York City. And she was fascinating, and she was a brilliant medium, brilliant trance medium. And until the day she passed away, she still believed that she wasn't sure if it was really a guide, that she was debating it was a split off from her own personality. So I love that she was even skeptical about herself. So those ones mean the most to me. And of course, there was another, Albert Best. He's another.
Oh, yes, Albert Best, yeah. I remember there's a small book about Albert Best. It's only a tiny book. I can't remember the name of the lady that wrote it, but it's the story of his life is absolutely fascinating. And he's such a gentle and wonderful guy.
Yes, and he was a I learned of him through Gordon Smith, who's a Scottish medium, and I studied with Gordon when I was over in the UK. I got to meet Gordon, and I got to hang out with him, and he actually was good friends with Albert Best. And what I loved about Albert is he's a simple man, okay? Never charged money. A very simple man. He lived to be, at a good age, and Gordon and he were very, very close. But one thing about Albert, he would just... I mean, another soldier for spirit. He was amazing giving evidence, because not only could he give last names, he could give first names and last names, which is tough,
yep.
And also street addresses. But come to find out, what did he do for a living? He was a postman. So spirit will use... Yeah, he was a postman, and spirit will use anything that's in your brain, in your memory banks. So they also trained me in England. They said you should start reading the... the address book, starting with A, so you can learn last names. I'm like, well, I'd pass away by the time I get to Z's. So, it's Albert Best is another one. So there are so many, but those ones are my favorites.
Oh, it's wonderful, John. It's fantastic. And, John, you mentioned spirit guides, and I wanted to ask you as well, and also, John, we have my three co-hosts, Maureen Holleran, Alora, and Jackie Horner on the line, so they may chip in and ask you a question. I said that they're welcome to join in if they want to ask you anything. But could you tell us a little bit about your spirit guides, John? Because people always ask about this. People always want to know about their spirit guides. And I was just interested to ask you a little bit about yours.
Well, when I was a child, I used to dream of men with bald heads and gold robes. Now, I didn't know what that meant. I used to just dream of them. I used to see them, in a monastery or working, and they always were bald, Asian, and with gold robes. Well, years later, I go to England, and I always tell people to, a lot of people, Stephen, will say, who is my spirit guide? I want them to find out for themselves, not to have a psychic tell them. It is great that they can, if a psychic or medium can do that, but it's even better when you get confirmation for yourself. But on that note, when I was in England, no matter what church I went to, no matter where I was, the medium on the rostrum or the stage would come to me and say, young man, you know you have an ability, you know you have a Tibetan monk with you. So that goes back to me dreaming of the men in gold robes. Now, here I am saying, I'd rather you'd get that for yourself, but it kept happening in England over and over. Over and over, they'd say, you have a Tibetan monk with you, or an Asian monk with you. So I know he's my teacher, okay? He's the one that helps me with my psychic development, my mediumship. I also have, when I write, and it doesn't matter to me, Stephen, what their names are. you know, it's some people, they have to have a name. If you want to get that close or you want that for yourself, they don't care if you don't know their name. They just want to be acknowledged. I know I have someone that writes, gives me inspirational writing, because I'll be watching television at 10 o'clock at night. In comes these thoughts, these words of wisdom, and I don't know why they can't give it to me when the sun is out instead of me relaxing, but that's why I keep a journal or a recorder right beside me, so I know I have someone that helps me write. Because, and why do I say that? What, some people may say, well, how do you know it's not your own mind? Because of the way it comes through, because the fluidity of the way the words come, and they're so smooth, it's amazing. And I also have an African that's with me who's like a protector, you know. I think we all have guides and angels, but I'm close to the Tibetan, and I was lucky enough to have Coral Polge, who you mentioned when you and I discussed the radio show. She was a psychic artist, and I saw her at the SAGB, the Spiritual Association of Great Britain. I walk into a room. I was lucky to get this appointment. That's in my new book. I wrote about it in The Spirit Whisperer, in my new book. And she, as soon as I sat down, she said to me, you know you have an ability, don't you, dare? And I said, yes. And then she just started telling me some things, and she starts drawing, and she turns the pad around, and there's the Tibetan monk, which I have hanging in my meditation. Yeah, yeah. So I was quite lucky to actually have one. But before I saw her, I actually saw her on stage with Stephen O'Brien and Coral Polge working together.
Yeah, and you know, it's really funny, because I absolutely adore Coral Polge. And I watched the YouTube videos of her when she, you know, she'll be with a client and she'll draw the picture of the person in spirit, and then the client shows the photograph and it's exactly the same. It's just mind blowing. But when I was in my teens, I saw her demonstrate at Stansted Hall, the College of Psychic Studies, and at the time I didn't really know who she was, and when I moved to the States, I started looking back at her work and realized, oh, actually, I did see her. She's absolutely amazing, absolutely amazing.
She is, and anyone who's interested in psychic art, which is mediumship, but you're drawing the person's loved one without even seeing any pictures, her book is called Living Images, in case anyone's interested. You can still get it on Amazon in the UK. It is out there. Oh, and also, you asked about mediums, too. Another one I admire, Ivy Northage.
Okay, Ivy Northage, yeah. I'll have to get hold of Coral's book. I didn't know about that book, so thank you for that, John. But talking about books, I know that you've recently published your new book, The Spirit Whisperer, Chronicles of a Medium, and you mentioned that you talked a little bit about Coral in that book. Could you tell us a bit more about the book, John?
Well, the first book I ever wrote was in 2003, called Born Knowing, and that title just came to me because I was born knowing things I couldn't possibly know as a child, and I came out with some instructional books afterwards, Psychic Navigator, 101 Ways to Jumpstart Your Intuition, Power of the Soul, and the audience they said they loved the books, but they especially loved the first book, and they wanted to hear more stories about my life, more personal stories of clients. So the book came from public demand. So everything I put in The Spirit Whisperer is about the questions that I've been asked, whether it's psychic children, I talk about a reincarnation regression that Dr. Brian Weiss took me through. So I do that in detail. Like I said, I talk about psychic children. I talk about A&E, what the people saw. What they saw on television is not everything that they saw. Of course, behind the scenes, I talk about behind the scenes. There's so much in there. There's a huge section on pets because, you know, I am so attached to dogs now in the past few years. So there's so many subjects in there, and these are all the topics that people have asked me about since Born Knowing, which came out in 2003.
Wow, well, it sounds fantastic. And I know, John, it's funny that you mentioned pets because I have three cats and I adore them. And, you know, you were talking before about your spirit guides and having to keep a tape recorder or a notebook nearby to download or to keep a record of the information that comes through. My guides always wake me up at 4:30 in the morning and give me information. And it's really funny because I have a 2-year-old cat called Tigger who's really hyperactive, so I've never allowed him to sleep in my bedroom because he's too annoying. But now he's calmed down a bit, I've started letting him sleep in there, and at 4:30 in the morning he wakes me up. He comes up and he puts his paws on my face, wakes me up, and that's the exact time that my guides communicate. And he knows. The animals are just incredibly in tune.
Well, it seems to happen for a lot of people too, Stephen, between anywhere from 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. I think that's when the veil is very thin on the other side. And I think they call it the twilight time. And I recommend, too, you know, some people get up and they start journaling at that time of the morning before they go to work. It's awfully early to get up, but, you know, that's why I keep a journal beside my bed or the recorder, because you never know. You could be in a shower and you could get information. You could be walking your dog. And a lot of my I so encourage students of psychic development and mediumship development, keep a journal. I've got like 5 that all my training in England, all of it, is in these journals. And I get a lot of my teachings and a lot I write about is directly from my journals. And you can go back and you can see your progression from when you first started to present. It's fascinating. It's a good history of your work if you journal.
Absolutely. And, you know, John, you mentioned then teaching, and I know that you teaching psychic development and mediumship development is a real passion of yours. So could you maybe share with our listeners some tips about developing their psychic ability and their mediumship?
Well, first of all, every medium is psychic, but not every psychic is a medium. And some people say, well, what's the difference? A psychic is someone who can look at you and they're getting the information from your aura, the past, the present, your potential future. They're getting it from you. Mediumship is different. You are not getting it from that person. You're getting it from the other side. That was my hardest thing, Stephen, in the UK, because I couldn't figure out, is this psychic information I'm getting or is it mediumship? After training myself, I realized what was psychic, what was mediumship. Mediumship happens on my left. You get the cold on your left. It seems as if they're coming in on my left. I always turn to the side. That's where they are when they come in. Psychic happens right in front of me. And I always tell people, you want to know the difference? Get the link first, meaning get the person on the other side first so you know it's not you're doing psychic work. But I tell everybody, too, first of all, just realize you were born psychic. You are a soul, and with the soul comes the soul senses. It comes with the soul. It's free. People don't use it because of television and other reasons. They're afraid of it. They don't know how to use it. Some people even can predict things. Some people think that they made it happen. And that's not the case. You're just predicting. You have the gift of looking into the future. It's a good thing to do also is little things. Strengthen it like a muscle, Stephen, I tell people. We're in a technology age. Before you turn on your computer, say to yourself, you know, just take a second, how many emails am I going to have? You may get the number 3, 4, 80, 6, 5, whatever. See if you're right. There's a chance every time you go on your computer. If you work in an office building, what elevator is going to come open first? What elevator door? What is my boss going to be wearing today? What color shirt? You know, little things. Just start off, and then you'll see when you're right, it'll get stronger and stronger and stronger. And some people, not everyone has the ability of mediumship, but if it's there, it will show itself. And if you are, and you have mediumistic ability, I recommend, and I know it's tough, it's hard to study mediumship alone. It really, really is. Try to find a psychic development class, a mediumship development class, a spiritualist church, so you can practice with other people who are going through the same thing that you are. And not only are you going to learn from them, they're going to learn from you. So start off small. That's the best advice.
That's good advice, John. And I know, John, you, as I said before, teaching is a big passion for you. You're still offering your workshops.
Absolutely. I'm what you call a teaching medium. And if anyone comes to see me, when I'm on stage, you can see how I'm teaching, but yet I'm demonstrating my mediumship at the same time. I explain a lot of how I'm getting the information, and people seem to enjoy it. And it's my passion when somebody walks in and they think they have no ability, but after they just did a reading that they couldn't possibly have known anything about a person, you watch their soul light up, and hopefully they'll go and use that. So I do teach psychic development and also mediumship development. If they go to johnholland.com under my calendar, you'll see that I'll be teaching the mediumship class, and I'm going to be at Lilydale in New York also teaching with another medium for the whole weekend. And in the fall, I'm going to do spring. I haven't posted it yet. A beginner psychic development class, which is always great. But I love watching the students light up, and the ones who say, I don't have any ability, and they're the ones who do the best because they have no expectations.
It's fantastic. Well, I'm going to get up there for one of your mediumship courses this year, so I'll look forward to that. And, you know, John, you mentioned reincarnation before, and we always allow listeners to send in questions, and we have a number of questions this evening, but we've chosen a couple of them, and I wanted to ask you a little bit about reincarnation, because one of our listeners, Sandra Russo, emailed a question in for you, and she was asking whether we can actually whether we can tune into what she described as our oversoul. So as we can tune into a person in the spirit world, she's asking, can you actually tune into who you might have been in a previous lifetime?
Hmm.
It's an unusual question.
No, I understand.
I was scratching my head when I read it.
I understand that. Usually the question I get about reincarnation is, well, one woman said to me, John, I went to another medium, and she said that the medium said that she couldn't make contact with the mother because the mother was already reincarnated. My belief is, going back to the oversoul, like the person who just emailed in the question, I look at it this way. There's an oversoul. The soul that's right now, that's surrounding you, part of you, that's just a piece of your soul. There's many aspects to the soul. There's many dimensions of the soul. There's a soul in the past, the present, the future. This is just one piece of your soul. So when the John Holland program is done, I like to look at it as a computer. The oversoul is the hard drive. Out comes the John Holland folder or the program, and it's playing now. Years from now, when that folder is done or that program is over, it's going to go back to the oversoul, and another piece of your soul is going to come out and live another life. So I don't believe, I believe that you can always have access. I don't believe that you cannot have access because someone reincarnated. A piece of that lifetime, those memories, those emotions, that John Holland will always be in the hard drive for a medium to access if it works.
Now, okay, that's fascinating. Yeah, I mean, as I said, I was scratching my head when I read the question. I didn't know the answer. And
right,
so
well, she might be
really
asking something
insight.
Different. I went through a personal regression with Dr. Brian Weiss, and I was in the 1800s, and I was a minister, and I was dying, and my daughter was right beside me. I had a lung infection, and not so funny, I was born with bronchitis in this life. And my daughter in that life, the minister's daughter, was my mother now. So I really believe that we come back in soul groups, but play different roles. But can I go in as a medium and access someone else's a memory? Some psychics can. They could say, you know, I know a brilliant psychic, Sonia Choquette, who could say, she told a friend of mine, you were a French scribe. One, he speaks fluent French, and two, he's a writer. So you can see that. But for myself, I can't go back and access my own as that minister. So, great question, though.
Absolutely, it is a fascinating question. There's another one I chose, John, as well. One of our listeners was asking if you could explain what form spirit take when they pass, or what form they choose to show when they communicate. So she was asking, do they take on the physical form that they had before they passed? Or do they, for example, choose that the age that they want to be at? And this listener was also asking if a baby grows up in the spirit world to be an adult.
Good questions. Now, I don't know what shape they take unless I pass and then come back to explain it to you. But I will have. Let's just start with the baby question first. If somebody, this has happened many times, where someone lost a baby. And I'll say, your grandmother or so-and-so, she's holding a baby. Do you understand that? Yes, I lost my baby. But that baby also could come through. I could get that baby, say it's a girl. I have a 15-year-old girl who's coming through, or a teenager. Well, it's funny that, the mother would say, well, that's how old my daughter would be right now. So
okay.
I think that the soul will come through in any shape or form to me as a medium. So the mother will know, yes, it's me, whether it's the baby. And even if the baby, so I don't know. You see, that's always got me. You know, when I studied in spiritualist churches, Stephen, you know this, they say that the babies grow up there on the spirit world, but yet I don't understand that because there's no physical form. You see, so I'm still unsure about that. So, you know, because they said that the babies is taken care of over there, and I guess we'll know when we go over there. But when I'm doing my mediumship, I don't, unless they show me what they look like, I hear more of the information, or I feel more of the information. But they say that you know, our pioneers, that I know that they come through for me in some type of physical form, whether it's I may say to someone, Stephen, oh, your dad's tall, God, what is he, 6'5"? And they'll be like, yes, absolutely, he's 6'6". And I might have been off for an inch. But maybe that spirit is showing me their height, or giving me the memories of what they look like physically, so the person, the recipient of the message, knows exactly who I'm talking about.
Oh, so that they recognize this person in spirit communicating.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And, you know, John, you're such a fascinating guy, and we've got some more time, and we're going to take a short commercial break, John, and then we'll carry on the fascinating conversation.
Okay.
A new era in psychic services has begun. PsychicAccess.com. You can connect with our psychic advisors by telephone or chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of our psychic advisors are interviewed, fully verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you quality service. We're living in some very troubled times right now. More and more, the world's problems are affecting us on a personal level. You don't have to deal with this alone. Our highly accurate psychics, caring advisors, and talented mediums can help with situations you are currently experiencing and can let you know what the future may hold for you. All new customers get a free 6-minute reading. All you have to do is register. Why not visit us now and get a free reading at psychicaccess.com?
Well, John, thank you for staying with us while we have that quick commercial break. And I wanted to invite Alora, Maureen, and Jackie to interact with you a little, John. I know that they're big fans of your work, and they have questions as well. So you guys go ahead and ask John whatever you would like.
Well, go ahead.
That's okay, Laura.
I could hear somebody breathing. I could hear somebody take a breath.
Everyone wants to ask questions at the same time.
I know, at the same time. Actually, John, I am actually training to do deep trance channel work. And
wow.
Many, many, many years ago, I lived in South Africa and went to a spiritualist church and circle and, you know, was developing and participating there as well. And, you know, I wanted to ask you, I've never personally, I'm always interested in hearing about other mediums working with the departed on the other side, but that's a fairly new concept for me because I come from the day and age when everybody did readings through deep trance channeling or through cards every once in a while, but that was back about 30 years ago. That was the main way people did things, so that's what I'm most familiar with. So my question to you is this, how do you know, I guess I have a little bit of a hesitation to work with the departed on the other side. It's always been my thing to work with either guides or spirit more directly. So I wanted to ask you about that. What are some of the misperceptions maybe that I'm having about working with the departed? You know, I kind of have a feeling like I may take on some of their energy. It might not be the highest form of energy, things of that nature. So maybe I have a little bit of a fear about it. So I want to ask you about that.
Well, I don't think there's anything to be afraid of. I mean, if you're going to go into deep trance, which I think is fantastic. That's not for me yet. I mean, I think I did it once, and I felt myself get really, really small, and another spirit come forward. But I think you're going to be. What is your first name, darling?
I'm sorry. This is Alora.
Alora, hi. I think you're going to be protected by your guides, by your protector or your control anyway, so I wouldn't be afraid of it. And put it this way, you may have every intention to work a certain way, and you know what's going to happen. Spirit's going to say,
yes.
You know what, Ariana, we're going to try this. And sometimes I wish I could just leave my body, let them come in. I go off and do something for an hour, and then,
yes.
you know what I mean? Because that's exactly, your soul steps out, I mean, it's still connected to you, and then another spirit, and people have to remember, this is not possession, it's an overshadowing, it's an overshadowing, but I wouldn't be afraid, because they're going to do what they're going to do anyways, and I think pure trans-channeling, I think it's wonderful, I really, really do, so good luck with that, but I wouldn't be afraid of it, because I don't think you're going to take on their. I think it's going to go through you, and just like me, when I'm doing mental mediumship, I will do a 2-hour demonstration, and people will come up and say thank you for the message, and I have to say to them, oh, did you get one? Because I won't remember it. It has come in. That message came in, and it quickly left. I go home with nothing. I may be physically tired. I may be physically tired, but I do not take on their. Whether you're in trance or me as a mental medium, I don't take their illness on at all.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi,
John.
Who's next?
Sorry.
Jackie. No, it's okay, Jackie. I wanted to see who's next. So what's your question, Jackie?
Yes, I'm just jumping in. Anyway, John, you're a fabulous guest this evening, and I just wanted to thank you for being here this evening with us. I guess my question is, you know, a while back, after I had taken Doreen Virtue's ATP course a couple of years back, I went to Omega and took James Van Praagh's course, and was really amazed at, learning with him. So I guess my question is, I didn't feel drawn to mediumship, but, you know, after hearing this evening's conversation, I'm wondering if maybe I will take a look into that, because I do readings with psychic access, and sometimes I'll just get this impression that somebody's coming through and certainly share that information. But was wondering if that works for you as well. Do you receive psychic information when you're doing your mediumship as well? Like, do the two overlap, or how?
Absolutely. And you know what good question. And you know what I tell people also, because I'll be up there, and I started off as a psychic, and then it went to mediumship. Now it goes right to mediumship. But every so often, more often than not, I mean, sometimes I'm seeing somebody privately or on stage, I know what's psychic, what is mediumship. And I have to tell the person, say I'm linking with somebody's dad, and the evidence comes through of how they passed from the heart attack, and they passed on the street, almost made it to the hospital, they took them, whatever that is, whatever the validations are, but yet something psychic would come through also. I train myself, or I know what the difference is, and I have to tell the person too, Jackie, look, this is not your dad, this is psychic. You're going to have an opportunity at school that's coming up, okay? I want you to look at the second choice really, really good, it's around the state of Florida, because I want to make sure that that person knows this is not their dad saying that they're predicting for them, because they will hang on to that every word. Psychic stuff, when it comes to the psychic work, you know the future can change. There's a lot of things involved there, but I always tell the person, look, your dad's right here, but I'm getting something psychically. And then I explain to them that it's different. So, yes, I do get them both.
Okay. I just want to ask real quick, too, I don't want to take up your time, but, again, when I was saying that sometimes an information will come through, it's not like I'm connecting where I see the person or sense them, but it's the energy that I pick up about them. So I feel like I'm doing a psychic reading on somebody who's departed. Does that make any sense to you? Has that ever happened to you?
Reframe the question.
Well, so for example, if I'm giving a reading to somebody, they'll say, oh, I miss my mom so much. And I say, well, I don't do mediumship, but I can share what I'm picking up about her, even though she's not there. So like,
yes.
And the lady's like, oh, well, you were right. That's exactly who she was. So I don't know,
right.
Maybe that is mediumship, but I'm just not seeing it that way.
Well, if you think about it too, Jackie, say that woman you're reading for, okay? Say she's thinking about her mom. You're such a wonderful psychic or angel intuitive, you got to make sure you're not picking up her thoughts. You see what I mean? Because someone could come in to a psychic and say, you know, think mother, 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 mother. The psychic could say, oh, your mother's with you.
Mm.
Okay, well, if other people started coming through who that person doesn't know or but can find out stuff about, or she wasn't thinking about them, Jackie, then you know it's pure mediumship. Do you understand?
Yes. Oh, okay. That's yeah. That clarifies it.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you, John. I really appreciate
You're
that.
You're welcome. If you could feel, and if you're starting to feel the personality of the mother, and she's starting to blend with you, and if that personality comes through, most likely that's mediumship. As opposed to, instead of you saying to the woman, wow, your mom was quite cranky. Well, she could have been thinking that, all right? But if you start bringing in other aspects of her personality, or you start dropping your arm or the left side of your face goes down because that mother had a stroke, then you know it's mediumship happening.
Ah, very good. Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, John. This is Maureen. And I wanted to add real quick, I don't know what I am or sometimes who I am. But I do know that there was a time when my father was extremely ill, and my grandmother, she used to wear this god-awful perfume that was from Avon, you know, that awful
yeah.
stuff. And she came about, and we smelled her. My daughter and I could smell her when my father was very, very ill. And I know she was around. I didn't trance into her or read. I wasn't doing anything. I know she was there because her son was ill. And I didn't. It's a smell. We looked for everything what it could be, but it was a smell, and it left. And I was wondering what you think about that.
Oh, absolutely. And I talk about this in the Spirit Whisperer. There's many signs after death communication. Some people find shiny pennies or shiny dimes. Smells. There was someone could be smelling their father's cigar smoke, and they'll start blaming someone who smoked it in the house. Little do they know that's their dad's way of saying, "Look, I'm here." It's very, very subtle. Some people find feathers, but smells, I mean, dreams are the number one way that they come through, but smells is another way. And I find it amazing that someone smells their mother's perfume who's passed away, and the mother, say a mother of three kids comes home and she smells her mother's perfume, and she knows she has a bottle up in the bathroom or in storage, and she'll blame one of her kids. Who's squirting my mother's perfume? You know that's the only kind that they don't make it anymore. Well, they're blaming the kid when, in fact, that bottle was never touched. And it's very
right.
subtle. And they take those on the other side, they take their cues from you. If they know you're going to get emotional to get a sign, they'll go to somebody else to get their message across. So, yep, that smell is absolutely an ADC, which is after-death communication. I call them heaven's calling cards.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Maureen. Well, John, I knew this would be a wonderful show, and I just want to thank you for joining us, and thank Spirit as well for making this work out, because this is what I wanted for my birthday. It's been an absolute honor to speak with you this evening, and we absolutely admire your work.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, all of you, and happy birthday, and great website. Great, great website you have, and a great service you're doing for Spirit, and you're helping so many people, so thank you for everybody.
Thank you, John. Have a wonderful night.
You too.
Good night.
Thanks,
good night.
John.
And happy birthday, Steve.
Thank you. Yeah,
why didn't you tell us?
Yeah, we'll end with that. What up with that?
Well, you know, I was just so excited that it worked out, because I remember contacting John's assistant quite some time ago saying, we would love to have John on the show. He's, you know, he's one of the world's finest mediums, and I just wanted us to have the opportunity to hear what John has to say, and to hear
he's
all
lovely.
About his experience. He's a wonderful guy,
yeah,
and
lovely.
As I said, one of the finest mediums. And when John's assistant came back and said that he's very busy, particularly on Thursdays. The only date we could probably do would be the 13th of January. I just responded saying, perfect, that's my birthday. that's what I asked Spirit to get for my birthday. And, what an experience, what an amazing guy.
That's a synchronicity for you.
He is. Absolutely. I really like him. Yeah. He's down to earth and seems is just full of integrity, you know, just really follows, it just seems to be true to who he is, so.
Yeah, really, you know, I'm sorry, everybody's saying happy birthday to you, Steve. I know you're not in the chat room, but everybody's party hats on. And
oh, thank you. That's wonderful, thank you. And I wanted to, before we talk more about John and working with Spirit, I wanted to just mention to our listeners again that they can learn more about John at his website, johnholland.com. And obviously we have plenty of information about John on our guests page at psychicaccesstalkradio.com. And he's also on Facebook. I'm a fan of John's on Facebook. I wanted to take a couple of minutes to just give everybody a few announcements. Firstly, please be sure to visit psychicbloggers.com to learn about everything from reincarnation to psychic development. It's a fantastic website that I use myself a lot to get information and inspiration. And all of the psychics at psychicaccess.com submit blogs to psychicbloggers.com. So it's a great place to get good information for free. And if you're interested in a reading from the best psychics on the internet, then go to psychicaccess.com and you'll find that all of our psychics are verified, accuracy tested, and they each have their own unique gifts. And you can find a detailed profile about each of the psychics on the website and choose the one that suits you, that you feel a connection with. And I feel very honored to give readings on Psychic Access. We have wonderful clients, and it's a really a great organization. And please do check out psychicaccess.com. It's a very credible and reputable site. And you'll find as well all the co-hosts from the show on the Psychic Access website. So if you'd like a personal reading from one of us, please be sure to get in touch. We'd be delighted to hear from you. And also for site owners and webmasters, do remember that you can earn 50 cents a minute on readings for traffic that's referred through to psychicaccess.com. So if you would like more information about that offer, you can go to psychicaccess.com/webmasters. And if you like our show, please invite your friends and join us in the chat room and send them the links to the Psychic View. I know that this evening's show will be really popular because we had John with us, but please spread the word. We really much appreciate it. Now, we'll be talking more about John and working with Spirit, and then we'll also be opening up the phone line for free readings. So do feel free to call in. The telephone number is 724-444-4851. And do remember that if you call in, you will be placed on hold and the calls will be answered in the order that they come in. So just relax and listen to the show and you'll get through. Now, I wanted to ask you, Maureen, about channeling and mediumship, and to ask your view on channeling and mediumship and whether they're the same thing with a different label or not.
Right. Well, you know, channeling encompasses a broader spectrum with more open-minded learning techniques somewhat. But still, many will argue that a medium receives information directly from a deceased loved one, so thus bypassing the use of the psychic inner senses. But many mediums believe that while they work with spirit guides, channelers do not. Now, many will argue this, and they've been arguing this, and mediums argue back and forth about the channelers. The thing is, channeling, according to the dictionary, a channeler, according to the dictionary, is a person that serves as a medium for a spirit guide, which I find very interesting. But the thing of it is, with me, I feel a channeler works with spirit, but usually doesn't make a distinction about directly contacting deceased loved ones, as does a medium. For instance, with me, I know I had an experience, a couple, but this one particular one, I was doing a reading, lo and behold, once in a while, readings of some people, I almost like pass out. It's not that I'm bored with them or they're whatever. I've gone into a channeling like, and I'm literally hard keeping my eyes open, but I had this experience where I think I was channeling, I guess, but I saw these children that were drowning, and the man I was reading for, apparently his children had drowned, and they died when they were younger, but we weren't doing a reading about that. It wasn't something that came up, you know, and that was the reading he wanted to hear about it. His kids that had been, you know, deceased. And so, you know, just like a medium, a channeler may also go into a light trance with eyes closed, maybe, or maybe like mine were like sleeping almost, or may prefer to keep their eyes open, but it still goes on. There's still, like I said, I think it's just a label in some ways. I think they're pretty much one and the same.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Maureen.
You're welcome.
And Jackie, I know I wanted to ask you if you could help as well take a little bit of a mystery out of mediumship for us.
Mystery out of mediumship. Well, you know, after hearing John, you know, I think, well, I'm not speaking for everybody, but from people that I know who aren't familiar with this kind of work or this understanding, well, I guess number one, they don't believe that, you know, once you're dead, and they don't believe that, you know, you can communicate with anybody who's passed over. But, you know, they are just changing form. You know, they've shedded their physical body, but yet their soul, you know, always lives on. I don't know when people decide to reincarnate, but I do believe, and actually John verified this during the interview this evening about, you know, different pieces of our soul, you know, that's very vast. There's a lot of different layers to who we are. So it's not to say that we couldn't communicate with a part of that soul that we recognize, you know, once they pass over. So mediumship is what I feel, and actually this is the message I'm getting right now, is it's going to become more, I would say in the next 5 to 10 years, it's not going to be so out there anymore. And I think even the term psychic at this point in time is starting to shift. But I feel like that will happen first, and then the idea of mediumship is going to start to become more, you know, conversation around the dinner table, so to speak. It's, you know, people in this time, they really need to understand that there's so much more than, you know, talking about who's doing what and in the world as far as, you know, gossip and tabloids and, you know, those things that are just so superficial and really losing sight of, you know, that connection of who we are spiritually and our purpose for being here. I just feel that all that's going to change, and these different modalities that we have with mediumship and channeling and psychic and intuitive and, you know, healings and Reiki and all of these metaphysical / spiritual modalities available, that people are going to start taking a look at it, you know, and not thinking it's so out there. You know, out there to me is normal. Being here is not so normal, you know, in the third dimension, so to speak. So I'm very excited what the future holds for us. I really am.
Yeah, and we're living in a very exciting time because, you know, with all of the science, one of my greatest passions is to, in some way, help prove mediumship. I mean, there's a lot of good evidence about mediumship, and, you know, we've seen from previous shows with the Ryan Institute and Dr. Ryan and different guests that there's an increasing amount of research around psychic ability. I picked up a couple of books today for my birthday about, again, the military and their use of remote viewing and psychics, and we had a fantastic show with Alora on remote viewing. But I'm convinced that in the next 20, 30 years, scientists are going to be keen to explore mediumship and to bring scientific evidence and insight that really backs it up. I believe that the answer is quantum physics, but we're in a very exciting time now.
Yeah, I agreed, Steve. And I think it's already starting, and maybe we're not aware of it, but the two are coming together, you know. And it's wonderful, you know. Science is all about, well, proving things, and spirituality is more about, you know, having that faith to some extent. And it's definitely going to come together. And, you know, I feel like it's right there, but, you know, until it becomes popularized, you know, and out there for everybody, you know, a few of us will see that.
Yep, so, it's definitely an exciting time to see what happens, see how it all unfolds. No,
yeah, we need that.
We do. We need all the help we can get. Laura, do you feel it's necessary to connect with spirit to be a good medium? And if so, what do you feel it takes to do that?
I do. I do feel it's really crucial to connect with spirit in order to be a good medium. And because you're centered when, you know, for the most part, you're more aligned and you're really addressing the spiritual side of who you are as well. And so I believe that a strong spiritual connection is necessary to be a great medium. For me, connecting with spirit has meant to be totally true to who I am, living my life in a way that is consistent with who I am or what I believe, what I call being in my integrity. And once I do that, spirit brings into my life whoever and whatever it takes for me to grow and understand better how I best connect with spirit. And just like John said, you don't know what's going to come through. So you have to totally trust. In order to do that, you have to be so connected and in your integrity. So I feel that we tend to make it more complicated than it really is by looking too hard, when all it really takes is being ourselves. So connecting with spirit for me is not about doing something necessarily. It's about being, or having a certain inner stance. So just to kind of go a little further, what I mean by being true to myself is I follow what rings true to me, what I feel feels right for me, not necessarily what I think is right for me. It's what I feel in my heart. That doesn't mean I don't use my intelligence to discern, you know, between what's good for me and what's not, but I really have to feel that something is right for me and be true to my integrity or to what rings true for me. So I pay attention to the synchronicities that come into my life and have found them to be a credible guide for me, you know, using my intelligence, but really paying attention to synchronicities, and that's one of the ways I can kind of see what's happening for me. So yeah, I really do think it is. And once you connect with spirit, those synchronicities become very much a commonplace event. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And you know, that would be that's the subject of a fantastic show, actually. We should do a show about synchronicity, synchronistic yeah. events. That would be fascinating. Well, thank you, Laura. And Maureen, I wanted to ask you a little bit more about mediums, because, you know, if a medium picks up on a person in spirit that had some pain before passing or experienced an illness, does that come across?
Well, yeah. In terms of extra sensory experience, a medium who has the skill, which most of them do, of clairsentient, the clairs, there we go. They will often experience feelings of the illness associated with the spirit, whether it be chest pain or any type of pain in the area of the body. The more advanced mediums can sometimes experience the feelings of the murder and suicide victims. Would you choose to take that path for the fun of it? I don't think so. But the thing of it is, with me, because I've worked with child finders for many years, helping find missing and some adults, children, and I have experienced, it's very difficult to experience a child that I might get. It's awful. It's very uncomfortable, and I take it on my body, and I do get my body gets ill from it as well.
It's really funny as well, though. It's not funny, but it's very interesting, Maureen. And when I say funny, it's a UK
expression. Yeah, I know.
Interesting.
I know.
It's interesting because I had a client recently who wanted to communicate with a relative in spirit who had committed a murder. And
you know, John was saying earlier that raising the energy helps, that really facilitates the communication. And I know whenever I deal with a situation like that, it is like working with stone. It's so hard to access somebody that's experienced that energy. It just really makes the communication very difficult.
Yes. And in fact, that's very interesting you bring that up, because on my next point, I was going to talk about that later a little bit, but exactly, it is. And plus, you know, we mediums are human beings. Well, I'll get into that later, but, you know, it is pretty difficult, and the experience, I know you, Steve, have talked about you experience things physically, too. Can be pretty intense. And the thing of it is, it's like, I don't know. I have experience, and I don't wish it upon my worst enemy to experience anything like that. But it is difficult, and it can be blocked and everything else. But I don't know if that's making sense. But there you have it.
No, absolutely, no, absolutely, Maureen. I mean, you've raised a fascinating point there, and your insights always very interesting. You know, we'll talk. It leads us nicely on to your other points in a moment. So we'll come back to it. But Jackie, do you feel that mediumship is only for the gifted?
No, I don't actually. I think, well, you know, again, John brought up so much, and he's a quick talker, but, you know, you're able to follow him, you know, and listen and get a lot of information just from him being there. So I was really impressed. We are all born with a gift that I believe to be true. You know, some may be drawn to mediumship, some may not be, but I do believe if there is an inherent fascination and desire, I mean, desire is a very powerful energy. You know, if there is that desire to learn it and study it and become a medium, I can't see any reason why not. You know, we're in a land in time now. You know, like you were saying earlier, Steve, you know, we're in a place on Earth at this time where anything is possible, you know, and there's so much going on that I really do believe that, you know, maybe some are just born knowing sooner than others, but I don't see any reason why if your desire to be a medium that you can't develop it. You know, does it mean they will be, I don't want to say they wouldn't be as good, but everybody has the potential to do whatever it is their heart is calling for them to do. So I really believe that, you know, and like anything, it takes practice. Trust is that there's a lot going on with developing that skill. But absolutely, if you're drawn to it, I don't see anything getting in the way.
I agree.
I agree as well. I always say to people, you know, we all have access to these gifts. You know, there's nothing to stop me from learning to play the piano if I'm prepared to put the time and the energy and the effort into it. And I may not be the best pianist on the planet, but if I commit myself to that, then it's available to me, and I always say that mediumship is available to all of us if we're prepared to commit to it and put in the work and the effort that's required to fine tune it and use it really, really responsibly.
Yeah, absolutely. And like anything, having, you know, always having to be able to do your work first, you know, and making sure that the intentions are pure and, you know, kind of putting the ego aside. You know, some people might be like, oh, mediumship's cool. Maybe I can make a lot of money doing it. I mean, you don't know what kind of people are out there. So you got to really trust your intuition, who you go to. It's like the psychics thing as well. You know, you may get the storefronts who unfortunately give people like us a bad name. But there are a lot of people out there who are in it for helping, you know, and be of service. So trust your intuition. That's when your intuition definitely comes online, and knowing who to, you know, who you resonate with. So
yeah,
something goes for medium.
Your point about service is absolutely critical as well, Jackie, because you know, I always say to people, if you don't want to be of service, if you're not prepared to commit your life to service, to helping people and to working with spirit, if you don't want to be of service, then don't develop your psychic ability or aim to work as a medium, because that's what it's about. It's about being of service in the world.
Exactly. Making a difference and doing your part. And you'll know, because, you know, it won't feel like work in the terms of, oh, I got to go to work. It'll just bring so much joy to your heart and your soul. And not to say it'll be a stroll in the park. There'll be times, of course. But, you know, overall, it's just a different feeling. You know, you look forward to it. You know, like you said, being of service, you know, doing the work of, you know, being a messenger and bringing through those messages to people of very, very healing and profound. I can only imagine some of the lives that John has touched and other people. So
absolutely, he's just incredible. And I definitely want to go to one of his workshops this year.
We'll set that up.
Yeah.
I would too. I'd love that.
Yeah.
Well, before we carry on the conversation, I just wanted to remind our listeners that we'll be taking calls so that people can call in for free readings. We've got a number of calls coming in already, but let me just repeat the number. It's 724-444-4851. And we're going to take a short commercial break now for People's TV Network, and we'll be back together for more discussion and readings.
Every Tuesday night, check out Miami Town Ghost Talk on the People's TV Network and ASPRN.com at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Miami Town Ghost Talk is hosted by Mike and Jeff, the authors of Haunted Cincinnati and Southwest Ohio, and the co-founders of Miami Town Ghost Tours. Miami Town Ghost Talk will delve into all aspects of the paranormal, from cryptozoology, UFOs, to ghosts and spirits, talking to authors, investigators, and so much more. So be sure to check out Miami Town Ghost Talk every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at ASPRN.com and PeoplesTVNetwork.com at BTN Radio.
Well, but welcome back, everybody. Now, before we take some calls, we're just going to talk a little bit more. And we were just talking about whether mediumship's available to everybody. But I wanted to ask you, Laura, what signs we might recognize, signs that show that we're connecting with spirits and becoming a clear channel as mediums?
Well, the truth is, and I know a general truth is, we're always connected to spirit. Whether or not we are living as connected beings might be another story. Like people who are living in a lot of fear or ignorance or darkness aren't living as connected beings, but they always have the opportunity to be very connected, because we're divine sparks, part of spirit, right? But one of the signs that will give you some, or gave me some comfort, you know, that I was looking for as I was really learning about all this, was, as we were talking before, synchronicity. Synchronicity in your life is one of the signs that we're living as a connected being to spirit. When things flow in our lives without constant bumps in the road, we're connected to spirit. And it doesn't mean you'll never have a bump in the road, but how we handle our bumps in the road will determine whether or not things will flow. They'll come back to a flow rather than getting worse. And how we handle those bumps will determine whether or not things will flow or not when we run into obstacles. The importance of synchronicity in our lives is that when we are, quote, in sync, unquote, we're on the right track. Things flow for us. We meet the right people at the right time. Doors open. And if we notice these synchronicities, we witness how life happens for us magically. If you keep running into obstacles, just change your direction. Now, it doesn't mean you never try and overcome one. Like if you're trying to apply for a college and you really want to get into that college, it doesn't mean stop the first time you have a bump in the road. But if you keep, you might want to look at other options if you keep finding incredible obstacles in that direction. So you'll find things will flow very easily without trying hard. When we feel gratitude for the daily synchronicities that happen in our lives, because we recognize that it's the universe's way of saying that we are in the flow, things will happen even more easily, I find. So gratitude is an attitude that we have to carry with us when we find things are synchronous and that things are falling into place for us. So synchronicities really show that we're synchronized with the universe. So just basically that to begin with. And I found when I gave a lecture, or I gave a talk about 2-3 weeks ago on synchronicity, I found it was surprising to me how most people don't realize this or pay attention to the synchronicities in their lives. So that's why I chose to mention that tonight, because it's a simple and easy thing that we can all do and pay attention to. It doesn't take effort, really. It just takes paying attention when somebody says something, or you hear a commercial on TV that speaks to you, or, you know, some piece of music comes on, or some random person that you don't even know says something that's meaningful to you. Those are all very important synchronicities. So that's one of the signs that we're better connecting with spirit.
Yeah, and I always say the same to clients, Laura, that, you know, if we're aware of the signs and symbols, it can provide a huge amount of guidance and comfort in life. And it's just extremely useful. Now, Maureen, I wanted to ask you a little bit more about mediums and, you know, mediums versus mediums as messengers versus miracle workers. What's your view?
Well, okay, here it comes. First of all, mediums are messengers. They are not miracle workers. And so for information, you were talking about this earlier, for information to come through from the visitor has to want to do this, and they cannot be called upon on demand. That's simple. And also, mediums are also human beings, and people do tend to forget this, but they are a prey to the normal human emotions, wants, and needs. So the medium gift is simply another facet of their lives. So many mediums are shunned by society, who either fear them or ridicule them, and this is why many keep quiet about their particular skill, which is a great shame, because it is almost like they have to hide away like the condemned. A condemned person, or with leprosy, or something, and this isn't helped by the media portrayal of mediums, which often depletes scary spirits or ghosts, with torrid tales of violence and mayhem to tell. Now, some mediums have been accused of being antichrist, or even being evil, of being witches and communing with the devil. Now, this stuff has changed through the course of the years. I do know that, but I myself have had an experience where I was actually someone came. This was when I had my business many years ago, banging on my door and said they actually were serious. They wanted to burn me at the stake. I'm not kidding you. Uh-huh. But some of the, you know, stuff has become, mediums has become a cool thing, but there's still a lot of people out there that do condemn. And so we're not, you know, mediums are, they're human beings, just as anybody else. And it's a lot of responsibility on the gift of mediumship and the prophecy. It's very much so, you know. So I just wanted to let that be. I wanted to get that out.
That's a very important point, Maureen. Thank you for that. And, okay. You know, really, really good information. Now, I'm going to run through the list of callers in order so that the first few callers know where they are in the queue. And we'll be taking a call from Toronto first, and then from Michigan, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and then Ontario. And Toronto is also in Ontario, I think, if I get my North American geography right. So we're going to go ahead and take our first call from Toronto. Who do we have calling from Toronto?
Hi, my name is Carla.
Hello, Carla. Hi. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful, Carla. Have you enjoyed the show so far?
I have. I'm actually just listening over the phone because I don't have access to a computer, unfortunately, but yeah.
Great. I mean, John's just amazing. Well, thank you for calling in, Carla. It's wonderful to have you with us. And we've got Alora, Jackie, and Maureen are here to answer your question. So what's your question for us this evening?
I don't actually have a specific question. I just want to know if anybody wants to come through and speak to me. I know many people that have passed over, and maybe if I could get some advice on my career as well. That's about it.
Okay, perfect. Well, we'll see what we can do for you.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'll start. I'm Maureen. Hi, Carla. How are you?
Hi, Maureen. Good, how are you?
Fine, thanks. It looks like you're really seeking a lot of knowledge, and like a student would. I'm not saying you're going to regular schooling or anything else, but whatever you're seeking in knowledge, it's really a great timing for you because you are soaking it in really well. It's coming easy. There's been some unfairness. You're juggling around two situations. You've been having a hard time sleeping and interrupted sleep, and it looks like you're having you're having, maybe through dreams or something, of somebody that may you have lost before, I feel. Is there somebody that you are thinking about maybe that they passed on, you're not sure, you haven't heard from them, or someone from, you know, like reflecting from somebody? Something's bothering you, and it's your sleep is interrupted, and it's going to be more so in the next days ahead. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but...
A little bit, yes.
Okay. Well, you know, I this is the thing. I get more of a feeling... there's a lot of... you know what? Your mother and father are mother and father figures. Are they a part of your life in a positive way or not? Because I'm picking up on something a little bit more intense there. And I just feel there's something trying to get to you. I think from somebody that's passed over. As far as your career goes, you're going to do just fine, and you're going through a spiritual death right now, not a physical, but a spiritual death, but something that has connection with your family. But I do feel that, and it looks like you're going to reconnect with someone from your past. It's very lovely, and the timing is going to be good. It looks like in the next 6 months, your career wise, I think you can do it. Actually, except you have a choice. You're going to do well. You're not going to let. You're going to be very aware of not having any sneakiness. I'm trying to say, someone that you will come in that has betrayed you before in any type of way. And if you're trying to do business on your own, I say go for it. You're going to be. I see with another woman doing some work, but there is something coming through with your. It's your sleeping state, and it's jumping. And there's someone I think is you. Is passed on, is trying to come in and connect with you through that. I'm not sure who it is.
Is this somebody that's not very good? Because
no, I'm not saying that. It may have been someone that hadn't been good in the lifetime, but maybe trying to be a better. Not good. I'm not saying bad and evil good. I'm saying maybe they didn't treat you very well, or they were not good in their own. They were in their lower vibrations at the point when they died. Maybe.
Well, that makes sense. A lot of sense.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay, good. And there's someone else I'm sure has something else to say to you.
I have a little something to say, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes.
Good deal. Hi, this is Alora. I just wanted to tell you, as far as the career path that you were asking about, I feel that you are very much on the right road in terms of what your passion is. The only thing I would say is what you need to do now is to go further into analyzing or going into more detail as to how to go about doing what you want to do. So what you're going to have to do is analyze even further what your true goals are. I think you have general goals, but now you're going to have to be more detailed about it. So that's really important for you, but you will do well. And as far as your career path is concerned, I feel like your guides, you got all the support in the world. You're very solid inside when it comes to that career path. The only thing I would say, so everything's a green light for you. However, here's what I want to say. I feel like there's a person or an energy who may come you may come across, if you haven't already, who may seem like an obstacle for you, and it may be a family member, somebody close to you in some way. A masculine energy, it could be a woman who is very, very strong, or a man, but what I'm hearing is don't even worry about that. Don't let that catch you up, because even though it may feel like it's an obstacle, it's really not, only if you allow it to be. You just go on and go further into what your goals are, really detail them out much more rather than just general. And I know right now it's feeling like the timing isn't right. It isn't just yet, but you are moving forward in the right way, in a good way, and things will open up for you. Just go further into your intention and your goals, and things will open up for you.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much. So is there anybody that would like to come through that has passed on? I have an ex-boyfriend, I have a father, I have very good friends that have passed
on. Don't tell us too much, because it might take away from the evidence, but I wanted to say to you that I pick up very strongly upon a gentleman who talks of a relationship with you, because I see Spirit is showing me
an image of a couple, and they keep on mentioning the month of April. So I feel that the month of April is significant to you and the first gentleman that you mentioned.
Yeah, he was born in April.
Okay, good, because his spirit will give snippets of information like that to confirm that to confirm to you who they are and that it really is this person communicating. Now, he also shows me sunshine, and when I ask him, well, what does this mean? He's saying in response that he wants you to know that you are the best thing that ever happened to him. You are like the sunshine. You are like the sunshine in his life here with us, and he continues to see you as a ray of sunshine in the spirit world. So he absolutely adores you.
Really? Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I get also, and I'm not sure whether this is him or somebody that's close, but I get the letter P very strongly.
A P?
Yeah.
Letter P.
P for Peter.
P for Peter. No, I don't think anything like that. I don't feel any connection to P, I don't think.
Well, remember the name Peter, because my guides keep on mentioning the name Peter, and the name Peter is important for you in future. And I feel when I ask my guides and I ask the gentleman that comes through, they show me a briefcase, and the message is that the name Peter is important for your work. So you're asking about work and business. There's a Peter that you'll be associated with that will be a very good influence upon your career. But the gentleman that comes across and talks of April is very strongly behind you. And he's also giving me this feeling of coldness on my shoulder, and saying that if you feel a sensation, either coldness or warmth, as John mentioned, on your left shoulder, or the upper left part of your back, then it is him. And he reminds you of happy memories around April.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, thank you.
Okay, you're absolutely welcome. He mentions also a child, and talks about excitement, excitement and pride around a child close to you.
Well, we were going to have a child together, if that means anything. But
okay.
We didn't.
Well, he is showing me a child, and it's a male child. And when you say, "And we were going to have a child together," my guides are saying, "You know, you can have a child that's still energetically associated with him in some way. You know, we're all part of one thing, but there's definitely a child, because he's showing me a boy, and I do feel that child will come to you. So take his love, and we wish you all the luck in the world with your career and life, and we want to thank you very much for calling in."
Okay, thank you all three. You've been really amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very welcome.
Thank you. Now, our next caller is calling from Michigan. Who do we have from Michigan?
This is Diana.
Hello, Diana. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well, Diana. We're excited about the show. It was wonderful to have John Holland with us, and we're glad to have you with us as well, Diana. So how can we help you today?
I was just wondering if anyone's seen anybody around me, or could give me any information. I'm open to anything.
Okay. Well, we'll see what we can do for you.
Okay.
Jackie, now, Jackie, did you didn't get a chance to read then for Carla, did you?
No, I didn't, but I think you guys got it covered.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what was the name of our caller?
Diana.
This one here? Diana, thank
Diana,
you.
Yes.
Okay, Diana. I don't You do mediumship per se, but I can certainly share a message from the angels if you're open to that.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, sweetie. Okay, so one of the things they want you to take a look at is, I feel like there's been a lot of feelings, like you're having a lot of mixed feelings about yourself, and you're just trying to sort out, you know, where you want to go in life and kind of what's going on. Because I feel like you've had a tough year in 2010, and now all of these kind of unresolved feelings are coming to the surface. And what they're really asking you to do is just be honest with yourself. And nobody needs to know. You don't have to tell anybody anything. But what they're saying is that, you know, sometimes we have these thoughts and we're just like, well, that's no big deal. That's no big deal. I'll just push those aside. But they really want you to take a look at it and not discard it for it's no big deal, because it's showing up. I feel like there's this pattern of thoughts that are showing up, and these thoughts that you're having that may, you may not be aware about is that it's your feelings are resulting from your thoughts. So it's easy to recognize feelings, but the thoughts that are there are these, it's just old stuff. It's these old kind of, you know, this broken record that just keeps repeating. So what they're asking you to do is just kind of notice some of these thoughts that you're having, because these mixed feelings are there for a reason. And until you're able to sort that out, I just feel like you're stuck. There's just somewhere in your life, and I feel like it may even be personally, like with relationships. So that is their message for you, and just to really, you know, be honest with yourself. You know, there's no right or wrong. It's just they want you to just to take a look at that right now at this point in time.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jackie.
Sure.
Okay. Steve?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Now, Diana, as I tune into you, I feel a lady in spirit, and this is a lady that's a strong character, and I don't mean force as forceful when I say strong, but she's a lady that you know takes a firm stance on things. She's got high integrity, and she's a wonderful, she gives wonderful advice, just really, really solid advice. And if this is also a lady who is actually quite interested in what we're talking about today, she's quite open to this kind of conversation, and I feel that this subject would not be a shocking subject to her. Do you recognize this the character I've described?
Possibly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I get as I ask for more information, Diana, I'm being shown the initial M, and I feel strongly that there's a lady in the family in spirit who's one of her names begins with M, and it's either this lady or she's closely associated with this lady.
All I could think of is my mom.
Okay, you say that because M for mom rather than her name.
Right.
Okay. Let's tune in now. She's giving the month of August. Was she born or did she pass in August? Because I get the month of August very clearly with her.
No, not my mom. She didn't. Trying to think of who would be August.
Well, it may also be, Diana, that the month of August is a very significant month for you, because I feel a certain amount of sadness around you, and I, in some way I feel as though it's connected to late summer or August time, and my guides are saying that you can be very hard on yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, this lady saying, you don't be too hard on yourself. Don't put unbearable pressure on yourself. I do feel we've got mother or grandmother, to be quite honest with you.
This lady's, there's something about this lady's hair as well, because she keeps on showing me her hair, and when a lady does that, it always seems to be a sign that this person's very particular about their hair.
Yeah, that you really got my mind going now. I mean, obviously, it sounds like either my grandmother or my mother, but I'm trying to connect it all.
Well, have a look at the family tree for a lady whose name begins with M, because I feel her very strongly around you, and she's talking about that. She's just encouraging you to be stronger, in the sense that you shouldn't be so hard with yourself. You shouldn't be so hard on yourself.
Okay.
You should just give yourself a break and just be a little kinder to yourself, rather than. It's almost as though they're making me feel that you set expectations of yourself that are very difficult to achieve, and you really need to be more flexible with yourself, and just trust that things will work out well for you without you really sort of forcing yourself or overdoing it.
Okay.
Okay. And we wish you lots of luck, Diana.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, you take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Diana. Bye. Okay, now we have another call from, let me see, we've got another call coming in from Pennsylvania. Who have we got from Pennsylvania?
Yes, hi, this is Dana.
Hi, Dana, how are you?
I'm good, Steve. Hello, Alora, Jackie, and Maureen. It's so nice to talk to you.
Hi, Dana.
Hi, Dana.
Thank you for having John Holland on. I love him so much. I listened to his radio show on Hay House, and he was just wonderful to hear. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. We're glad you enjoyed the show, Dana. He is fantastic. Now, how can we help you, Dana?
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I've been sort of praying deliberately over the past several months for my life's purpose, and just to be blessed with more loving compassion and kindness and that kind of thing, and gone through some changes the past couple of months, and it's just like spirits hit me upside the head with a 2x4, as one spiritual counselor put it, and I'm kind of floating in a little limbo and needing some direction and guidance, and I'm hoping that I can get that from you, friends, and maybe from anybody who's on the other side. I had a family member pass in all of this. I brought up some repressed memories and some severe abuse. I've had a lot of clearings. Just a lot's been going on with me. So just little guidance would be much appreciated.
Okay, Dana, well, you're in the right place, so let's let's see what guidance comes through for you.
I'll jump in. This is Jackie. Dana, how are you, honey?
Hi, Jackie.
Okay, this is going to be a great little message here that the angels want to share with you. One, first off, they are showing me they're clapping and cheering, and they're so excited because they're so happy for you that, you know, you're making these changes. And they're, you know, they have your back. They know it's been rough because it's like, what's going on? And there's so much going on, and it can be overwhelming. But quite simply, they want you just to say to yourself that I'm choosing to let go of everything in the past that is not supporting me as I move forward. Because you've got this enormous amount of strength, internal powerhouse, so to speak, of energy that just keeps you moving forward. And it's like, where, you know, sometimes I think you wake up and you're like, how on earth do I manage to do this? Because I'm so overwhelmed, and life sometimes has been challenging for me. And you wonder, where do I get this strength from? That is them coming to you and providing you that courage and that strength, because we would not be able to move forward in a life like this, you know, because you're starting to open these spiritual doors without the assistance from the universe, the angels, you know, people in the spiritual realms, the ascended masters and such. So they're wanting you to look at that and know that they're providing you that strength, if, you know, you don't recognize it, but it's there. And also, by the time your next birthday comes, could you tell me when, what month your birthday is?
December. I just had one.
Okay. By the end of the year, by your next birthday, it is going to be totally different. You're going to look back at this year, because I feel like all of these things are happening now, like, you know, you've planted the seeds last year, you've done some, you know, the legwork, and all, now things are going to start to blossom, things are going to start to open up, and it is going to take some time, because you're learning now, your soul is unfolding, it's starting to open up these different parts of itself. So just be open to what's coming through. But most importantly, they want you to really make sure you let go of anything. And it may even be people in your life who is, you know, the naysayers, the ones who are going to, you know, shoot down every idea and inspiration that you have. You may need to just cut them out of your life, because it's so important now for you to follow through on your journey. So just be conscious of people like that. Because you need to be supported, and it's very important. You know, it's about you now. You've done what you needed to do, and now they're showing me to close the door on the past and just let it go.
Oh, that sounds wonderful, Jackie. That sounds wonderful. And I have been doing some of that, and I will continue to do that. That's great. That's wonderful.
Right on. You're welcome.
And I have a little something for you, if you don't mind. This is Allura. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, Allura. Nice to talk to you.
Same here. I just wanted to tell you that the guides are showing me that, excuse me, you are going through some confusion, but the fact that you've asserted yourself to move forward on the path that you have is very, very good. So don't let the confusion scare you or worry you. You're on the right path. You are very genuine about seeking and finding that life purpose in your path. So what they're saying is you just keep doing what you've been doing. You're going to go through this period of time where, yeah, it's going to feel like you've been hit with a 2x4, but that's so that the proper changes can take place, because you're ready for it, so your life can move up an octave, if you want to call it that, because that's what you've asked for. And when you ask for something, it will be given to you. And Spirit is saying, you just keep doing what you've been doing. Reflect on yourself. You know, pay attention to the synchronicities. Keep a watch on things. Be true to who you are. Go forward. They're showing me that you have, you really appreciate beauty, love, compassion, and gentleness, and all those sorts of things. Calmness, and Spirit is saying continue to do that. Hold that in your heart. Spirit is also saying be careful, or make sure you're not submissive, okay, to at the same time, because a lot of people will sometimes, I'm not saying you're doing this, but just be careful, okay, because you can possibly fall into this. And Spirit is kind of throwing this out to you, just saying, be careful. Don't be submissive. Be who you are. Assert yourself. Be true to yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not being uncompassionate if you do that. It's being true to who you are. And by being true to who you are, or honoring yourself, you're honoring others. And they're saying you're moving forward very well. Keep your eyes open, pay attention to synchronicities, assert yourself, confront those things that come up that are needed to be confronted, not in a hostile way, but, you know, asserting yourself comes through a lot. And one of the things that Jackie said that I definitely have to back up that I'm seeing here is when you go on your path, you'll become more solid in who you are and more reliant on yourself. In terms of knowing your own truth. So set down your boundaries. I forget how Jackie put it, but I kept seeing it as setting down your boundaries. And I wish I could remember how she had put it. She put it differently, but, you know, set down those boundaries. Go forward with the faith or your belief in what you're doing. This is very important for you to move into your new cycle of growth. Okay? So don't give in to others. Don't be submissive. Be true to who you are. You can still be gentle. Keep reflecting. You're going to come out of this period of confusion. You're going to be on top. You're going to be very self-confident about the road you've chosen.
Great to hear. I don't think that this many changes happen all at once without there being some redirecting in my life, and I really do believe that.
Good. So just kind of pay attention to those. No, that's okay. Pay attention to those synchronicities and handle everything in a positive way, but also asserting your boundaries and so forth. That's going to be real important.
Great. Very well. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. And before we take the next call, I wanted to very quickly add for you, I have to be very quick because we've got people queuing, but there's a gentleman in spirit for you. He talks of the month of October and says that the month of October is important to him and you should recognize that. And he says you've got the whole world at your feet. And he laughed when you mentioned seeing the spiritual advisor because he said, haha, seeing this, she is the spiritual advisor. You have great spiritual energy and psychic ability. So we wish you lots of luck. Go for it.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to hear that. Thank you, Steve. Thank you all. That was wonderful. I so much appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
You're welcome.
Okay, right, now bye-bye. We're going to squeeze in one more call from Virginia. Who do we have from Virginia?
Hello?
Hi. How are you doing?
Good.
What's your name?
Midge.
Your name is Midge?
Midge, M-I-D-G-E.
Okay, great, Midge. Well, did you enjoy listening to John Holland?
I absolutely adore John Holland. I took two workshops with him, and he's absolutely amazing.
Oh, he's wonderful. We're so honored to have him with us. So how can we help you today, Midge?
Anything that Spirit would love to bring to me, I would appreciate.
Okay, wonderful. Well, let's see what we can do for you.
Okay, I got something. Hi, Midge.
Hi.
This is Maureen. I had an aunt.
Hi, Midge.
I love your name, Midge. It's just so special. Anyway, I'm getting something about you feeling as if your heart hurt. I can see your heart hurts. It's been broken, and it's like a triangle, an interference. Something interfered with something that separated you from somebody that you really cared about. You have a lot of strength available, there's no doubt about it, but you keep feeling like you made the wrong decision, wrong choice. You're really indecisive about your right now, what's going on. There's something legal happening around that doesn't seem like it's that positive, but I'm not saying that it is so really that way. You need to get more involved in what's going on. If there's anything legal, I don't know if somebody passed away or something went on, but something that interfered with it. Your heart hurts. I can feel pain. And I feel that there's going to be so much, God, so much wonderful, warm feeling I feel around late March and April. You're going to have a new beginning, but you're kind of still holding into the past and looking back at some things that really were hurting, like three different people or three experiences that go back even to 3 years that were very painful that I suggest that maybe you honor them and almost like give a ceremony to these situations and honor them and then go about your business because there's so much good happiness around you that you're heading towards. It's wonderful, but I do feel that there's some really intense pain right now. But, gosh, it looks so lovely for you coming up. Really lovely. There you have it.
Oh, thank you very much, Maureen. I really appreciate that, and that is true. I know I do have to do the honor ceremony and let it go. It was very painful. And the legality, yes. I do have to deal with something legally.
Yeah. It's going to be fine. And bless your heart. I know you're going through a spiritual death as well as everything else, which is a good thing. But, gosh, it's so... the colors and everything, the energy is so warm and you'll be able to fuse and your balance. It's going to be really great. You have a lot to look forward to. It's going to be difficult right now, but a lot to look forward to.
I get that, too. Yeah, I get that. She's going to do very well in the end. You're going to go through a whole change, and it's going to be wonderful. I do get that it's going to be real important right now to just kind of retreat a bit, go into yourself, take some quiet time for yourself. To consult your inner side And because I feel like you're going through some anxiety over it, or nervousness, you know, or something along those lines. So take some quiet time, because that's going to be real important for you to move forward in the best way possible. But I do see that if you do that, you will. You'll overcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That is so true. I do need to take that quiet time for myself, and the colors, too. I understand it all. I truly do.
Well, bless your heart, Mitch. Bless your heart, Mitch. And I, this will be a great time for you this year. But it's okay to feel the way you do. It's normal. But bless your heart. I know it's difficult.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
God bless you, Mitch. We wish you all the best for the future. And thank you for calling in. We're glad you enjoyed the show with John Holland. As you said, he's fantastic. Okay, we're going to take a quick call, and it'll have to be very quick, but we're going to try and take another call from Ontario. Who do we have from Ontario?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mitch.
Oh, hi. It's Constar.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, good evening.
How can we help
you? Thank you so much for sneaking me in. Thank you so much. What an awesome site and awesome show. I just, you know, I believe it was meant to be to call in, and I have a feeling that I believe that I was drawn, and I think that someone, perhaps that's crossed over, that may have come to me before, is coming again. And I know it's out of love, and I just wanted to see if that person is there for me. I'm there for them.
Okay.
Well, Constar, this is Jackie, and Steve is our media man here on the show this evening. So if you're willing, I will pass along a quick angel message to you. I don't do mediumship, and so I'd be happy to share what I'm getting for you.
Thank you.
Okay, they're saying new home, so moving, and I'm feeling this is a move, this is a residential move that is either happening or will be happening in the very near future. So they're just saying if that's something you've been thinking about, considering, they want you to take a look at that even more, because what I'm getting about that is it's about kind of releasing the old energies. And, you know, sometimes when we make a big change like that, you know, everything else seems to follow shortly thereafter. So this is something that they're sharing with you at this point in time is moving. And I feel strongly it's about your house, your residential. So that's the message. And I'll just read quickly because I know the show wraps up in a little bit.
So. Significant meaning.
Okay, wonderful.
Sorry.
Great, Constar. Well, I was just going to say to you, Constar, you know, we're about to end the show, so we're almost out of time, but I wanted to just say to you, if there's somebody you want to connect with in the spirit world, then if you contact me at psychicaccess.com, I'd be more than happy to give you a free reading. We give all new clients a free 6-minute reading, so that's enough time for us to connect and get you some evidence. So if you contact me there, then we'll give you a reading.
I absolutely will, and thank you very much, and bless all of you. Have a great night. It was a lot of fun. Thank you very kindly.
Wonderful. Aww. Thank you, Constar. I look forward to speaking to you, and
Bye,
I'll be
Constar.
Online.
Thank you.
I'll be online tomorrow, Constar, so get in touch. And well, thank you guys. What a great show. John Holland, amazing guest.
Yes.
Certainly was.
Wonderful. That was amazing. Show. Yeah.
Another really, really fantastic show. And I want to just take a moment to thank Doug, who does all the work behind the scenes and keeps us on track as executive producer. And thank you to all of you as well, Jackie, Laura, Maureen. It's been a wonderful show. I know that next week's show is anchored by you, Jackie. So could you tell us what we can look forward to next week?
Absolutely. We're having guest Dick Larson, and he's going to be talking about crop circles and the New World teacher that is going to be coming here. So it will be really interesting to hear him speak about that. And he's an amazing guy with a world wisdom, you know, lifetime's worth of wisdom. So we're going to learn a lot next week, and I'm really excited to have him.
Wonderful. Well, it sounds like a great show, and we look forward to that, Jackie, and we look forward to hearing you much more next week, so thank you. And Alora, wanted to say thank you to you as well for joining us this evening.
Oh, it was great. I loved it. It was excellent. It was very eye-opening.
Wonderful. I'm glad you enjoyed it, Alora, and thank you to you for all of your insight and input as well, Maureen.
Wonderful. Wanted to say God bless to everyone throughout the week. I meant to say that. I always say that, and we look forward to having you again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you
to you as well, Maureen.
Thank you. Yeah, bless your heart, everybody, and come back again in our archives. You can always listen to your readings and this whole show again on our archives. So.
Great. Wonderful, Maureen. Well, thank you. So everybody have a wonderful weekend, and we'll look forward to Jackie's show next week.
Great. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.